Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The Virginia Military Survivors Independence Education Program, or VEMSDEP, was started in 1930 to make education affordable for the families of injured vets. But changes made to the program in 2019 led to an explosion in its costs. Governor Glenn Youngkin and both the Virginia House and Senate have agreed to reconvene and address the issue. The Senate announced their plan Thursday morning. Here's Senate Majority Leader Scott Saraville.
That anybody who was in the program and anybody who committed to school or got waitlisted or is going to community college this fall will have no change in their benefits. It also will remove any kind of restrictions on Gold Star families and people who receive benefits due to line of duty benefits, which are police officers killed in the line of duty.
And while a handful of limits will stay for some previous beneficiaries, Saraville said those impacted won't be applying to college this year, and the legislature would address the problem in the near future. A study on the program is due in November, ahead of the 2025 legislative session. Virginia's House of Delegates also plans to take up the issue later this month. The gap in time could complicate matters if delegates don't agree with the Senate's proposed fixes, but Saraville said rules made for the special session restrict further action.
For this special session, no amendments are allowed to the bill, either in committee or on the floor or in either chamber. So this bill, basically as it's introduced, has to go as is or else it doesn't go.
Elected officials involved in the process have vowed to make the program, quote, sustainable during next year's session. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.